Back in Meansville, Randy, I was hoping for, everybody was excited for this one. We've been disappointed thus far through an inning and a half.
We should have known better to talk off the air that this one could be a low-scoring game, Kirby.
Who said that?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear that. I must have tuned you out at that point. But it's early. I mean, Kimball, yeah, you've dug a hole, but you've got some time. I mean, you got 24 outs to play with yet here.
Got a good hitting team.
Got the good line. They got a lineup that has the capability to do it, too. I'm going to bring Scott Marquardt to the plate for the Express. It's Marquardt, Adam Beyer, and Brian Marquardt, a little veteran run through the lineup here for the Express as the first offering, missing for a ball from Lance Glazer. Glazer back out on the mound, and boy, I used this reference a couple times yesterday, Randy, as that pitch missing for a ball. Jake Brinker was gifted a nice lead. He's got to be smiling in that dugout watching those runs keep coming home.
He's got to be. Yeah, it's like just go out and throw your game now. Throw strikes, let your defense make the plays.
2-0 pitch to Marquardt in there for a strike. Scott is in the sixth spot in the Kimball batting order. As the 2-1 pitch missing high. Moving our count to 3-1. Marquardt looking to get something going here. Express had a nice threat, second and third in the first inning as this pitch is hit in the air to left field. That ball is caught by the left fielder, Tyler Schiller. Left fielders have been busy today. That ball was hit hard, Randy, but Schiller comes on and makes the catch.
Yep, and it's Scott got good lumber on that pitch, Kirby, and right at the left fielder. If that's off to the right or left side of him, I mean, that goes for a double.
Do now see some activity. Lefty getting hot in the Express pen, Randy, as Adam Beyer into the batter's box. Looks at a first pitch ball.
It could be Matt Dingman just getting loose. It looks like it might be.
1-0 pitch to Beyer. That is smashed to left, and no one's going to catch that one as it's going to drop in front of the left fielder Schiller. Solid one-out knock by the veteran Beyer. He's aboard, and it'll bring Brian Marquardt to the plate.
I mean, Kimball's hit some hard balls off of Glazer here early on, Kirby. It's like they're not getting cheated in
their swings. No, they had that threat last inning.
Yeah. So we're going to get a pinch runner for Beyer.
Okay.
It's going to be Zach Dingman.
Number 17.
So they're using one of their pitchers, pinch run here.
That is Zach Dingman running for Beyer. You know, I saw the ball land on Beyer's hit, and I looked up, and he was barely out of it. I mean, he did not
something.
Make his way up the line. If he's hurting, they were thinking that's what it was going to have to be for him. First offering to Brian Marquardt, pitch missing outside for a ball.
I know usually Adam Beyer is up in that order, Kirby. He's like that
4-5.
4-5. Yeah.
7 was a little surprising for me as well. It's an 8-0 ball game in favor of Hutchinson right now, as the 1-0 pitch missing for a ball from Glazer, moving our count to 2-0. Brian Marquardt to be followed by Brooks Marquardt, the bottom of this, the Kimball order. Runner aboard, they trail 8-0, 2 in the first, 6 in the second for Hutchinson, as the 2-0 pitch is missing. 3-0 our count now. As pause, 3-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Now 3-1. You look Brian Marquardt and Brooks Marquardt getting their first at-bats. The Hutch guys have two at-bats.
Two at-bats.
At the bottom in the 8-9 spot. 3-1 the count. Glazer kind of holds the ball, interestingly, out of his glove when he's looking in for the sign. 3-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike to fill it up. Down 8, I would assume that Dingman will stay put at first. Don't need to run into outs when you need a lot of hits. See this, Randy? He's got the ball in his bare hand, like showing it in front of his midsection there. Now he comes, puts it into a glove. Uh-huh. I don't know. A little different. 3-2 pitch. That's popped up right side. That will twist foul, and that will twist. Oh, it is in play, making the catch at first. Just enough room over there And putting it away is the first baseman, Jake Wendlandt. So he makes the catch. He's enjoying his beginning to the state amateur baseball tournament. Maybe he didn't like the first inning at bat, Randy, where he hit it hard right at the left fielder, but he sure liked that grand slam he hit.
Oh, he sure did.
Over the left center wall. Brooks Marquardt into the batter's box with two away. As Glazer's first offering to Brooks, that is cut on and missed. Never forget Brooks 2013, first Saturday of the state tournament. Maybe it was 2014, first pitch of the tournament, home run. I thought that was pretty cool. Like, wow, welcome to the state tournament.
Good way to start it out.
One strike pitch is on the corner. 0-2 the count. Ben Johnson probably not enjoying that strike call if he saw it from the dugout. Brooks in a hole at 0-2. Two away here with a man aboard for Kimball in the second. Down by 8. Wind picking up a little bit. I'm sure you can hear it as the 0-2 pitch cut on and missed. And out on strikes is Brooks Marquardt. That does it for the Express in the second. They score no runs, had a hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We've played 2-8-0 our score in favor of Hutchinson. We're on to the third inning with the Glenn Carlson Award-winning Hall of Famer Randy Rothstein on the call, coming up in 60 seconds on Chasm Radio.
The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and are proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2022 baseball season, and thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continued support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2022 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish back with you. State Tournament Baseball on KASM. Kimball taking on Hutchinson this afternoon. And Kirby, Kimball doing some wholesale changes in their lineup right now.
They are. We're going to get a new pitcher coming in from right field. Will be Matt Dingman. Ben Johnson goes from pitching to play shortstop. Shortstop Brian Marquardt, we believe, is in right field. And staying in the game, Zach Dingman ran for Adam Beyer. He will stay in and play first base. So, yeah, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 changes out there defensively.
A third of your defense.
A third of your defense, yeah.
You switched around. Maybe even more. It's like four players.
With Dingman, yeah.
Yeah, with Dingman on the mound, exactly.
Or I was saying with Dingman at first base.
At first base, yeah. Too, right? So, I mean, you're trailing 8-0. It doesn't hurt doing this right now if you're Kimball. Let's see what Matt Dingman can offer. He's a left-hander on the mound, and he will face the top of the order. We're going to have Mike Kowski. He will lead it off. He'll be followed by Fleck and Schiller. Matt Dingman, no stranger to the mound. He has thrown a ton of innings for the Express over the years. And the lefty's first pitch, chopped to Scott at third. Across the diamond, Mark Gort's throw. 5-3 on the putout.
There's the efficiency that...
Easy peasy.
Yeah, I mean, should have started that guy, right?
And, you know, up 8-0, do the hitters get a little bit more aggressive now?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, let's swing up there.
Talked about this yesterday with my dad during that Rocky blowout game, the mindset of a pitcher during things lopsided. Now, granted, we have a ways to go in this thing yet, but just, you know, you got to attack. You got to battle in there and throw strikes. And as a batter, if it's in there, maybe do throw the hands at it.
Jaden Fleck at the plate. He's 2-for-2. And the first pitch from Matt Dingman, a strike called, 0-1. 8 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Hutchinson. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for Kimball. Dingman ready, and the left-hander kicks. A swing and a miss. A little bit of an off-speed there by Matt Dingman in the count at 0-2. The ball, it's 2 strikes. So the walking wounded for Kimball in the dugout right now. I saw a big ice pack on the hamstring of the DH Tommy Friesen. ball missing outside in the count 1-2.
Yeah, I think you're out Friesen and Beyer. You're 5-7 hitter.
Yeah. And Adam Beyer, we don't know exactly what that injury is, but he came out. Here's a curveball, and out on strikes is Fleck. So quickly two outs in the third for Hutchinson, and that'll bring Tyler Schiller to the plate.
Hutchinson, number 21, left fielder.
Nice pitch right there. He has a lot of confidence in that hook, huh?
He does. He does. He throws it a lot. Tyler Schiller has walked a couple times today and scored two of those 8 runs. What is that old saying? Walks will haunt you. If you're a pitcher. And Schiller will follow this one down the third baseline and out of play.
Little nostalgia, sitting in a Metrodome seat hearing Walks Will Haunt. Remember that old, they used to flash that on the board with that weird ghost on that video board?
Were those some of the early Twins teams in the Metrodome? Of course, by 87, they were winning a World Series. 0-1 the count.
Oh!
That goes right off the helmet of Tyler Schiller. He kind of ducked his head, and he took it off the helmet. And little bang that I think that breaking ball never really broke.
Well, maybe it was going towards his head, Randy, and then he ducks, thinking if it was going to stay straight and ducking, it almost hooked right into his helmet, basically.
Yeah. Or did he get it more in his neck? He's saying, I got it, piece of the helmet and the neck. So not entirely the helmet, but...
The umpire escorting him to first.
Yep.
They're both asking him if he's okay.
And for most players, Kirby, it's got to be really serious that you're going to stay in that ball game, right?
Yeah. I mean, state tournament
see
especially.
Tommy Friesen, it's like, God dang it, I can't even walk. I need this bat as a cane. Not going to help the team, but...
He used his bat as a cane. Yeah. He did, too. Well, look out for this guy.
The guy Kirby's talking about is Jake Wendland. Wendland, 1-for-2 today. Grand slam home run, 4 RBIs. Hit a scorcher of a fly ball to left field, is only out. And he takes the first pitch of ball from Matt Dingman, 1-0. Over at first, it's Schiller. Dingman works from the stretch. The pitch low, ball 2, 2-0. Wendland bats cleanup, plays first base. Open stance at the plate. Ready to go now. Going to get a good pitch on 2-0 as he takes it. And the umpire says, low and away, ball 3.
I don't know that I'd give this guy anything either, Randy.
3-0 the count, 2 outs. First base is occupied. And the pitch. There's a strike at the letters, and 3-1. 3-1 to count. Coming up next here on KASM, Richmond and Hinckley. There are 4:30 game today. Here's a chopper hit to short. Ben Johnson will flip it to Friesen, covering the bag at second, and that'll do it for Hutchinson here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left on. We have played 2.5 innings. It's Hutchinson 8, Kimball nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better, because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Yes. Randy Rotstein, Kirby Himmisch with you from Meesville this afternoon. State Tournament Baseball on KASM. Hutchinson leading the Kimball Express 8-0 as we make our way to the bottom of the third inning. We have Sam Flaugh. He's producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. And coming up a little later on this afternoon, it's Richmond and Hinckley here on your dependable neighbor. Austin Rooley leads off the bottom of the third inning for Kimball. And the first pitch from Glazer is low for a ball, 1-0. Rooley, 1-for-1 today at a base hit in his very first at-bat. Fastball from Glazer inside, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. It'll be Rooley, Matt Friesen, and Cade Marquardt. As Rooley hits a ground ball past the third baseman and knocked down by the third baseman, but he's not going to be able to make a play. So Rooley should pick up his second hit of the day.
Guy gets on, huh? That's what he does.
He does. Yep. Going to bring Matt Friesen to the plate. Matt so far today 0-for-1, struck out in his first at bat. And working from the stretch now is Glazer. Rooley takes his lead at first, and Friesen will follow this one back and out of play. And I don't know if the trees knocked that down or not. It looks like there's a ball right in the tree there, isn't there, Kirby?
In the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Right there. Right in that evergreen. Just caught. Plain sight of our eyes. Rooley the lead. Here's Friesen, another fly ball. This is falling into the parking lot. I think that'll avoid the Himmisch vehicle, but it might not avoid some other vehicles.
I asked Dad if he was okay with me parking where I parked.
He gave you the nod.
He said I could. Yeah. That was an okay spot to park.
Friesen back in the box. He's down in the count 0-2. And Glazer throws over to first base.
Did they ever tell you my foul ball at Springer Park story?
No.
So you play all those games, VFW, practice there every day for high school. It's your home park for high school and Legion. And Dad always said, "Don't you got to park down the street. If you park in the parking lot there behind first base, your car's going to get hit. It's sure. Like, oh, that's a good point. So I'm running late for a Legion game one time, and I decided to park in the parking lot. Like, well, I'm running late. I got to get moving here. And I'm batting in, like, the second inning, and I hit a pop-up, fouling out of play, and I hear a crunch.
Oh, no.
And Gabe Schmitz, high school classmate of mine, Tyler, his dad, goes, "Huh, Kirby knocked out his own back windshield." It's like, oh, man, am I going to hear about this freaking all night long.
Oh, that's a great story.
I vacuumed glass for an hour and a half, I bet, in that back seat.
Friesen keeps battling Glazer on the mound. A couple foul balls since we last talked. What are the odds of that happening?
Well, for me to do it to my own car,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. Yeah.
That 94.
And the fact that you never do that.
No, exactly. I never parked there. That 94 gutless Cutlass Supreme needed a new back windshield.
0-2. Friesen takes the pitch outside and the count at 1-2.
Dad came to the game like an inning later. And he knew. I remember looking in at left field and he just had this look on his face like, oh no. He walked the parking lot.
I told you so.
Yeah. But you didn't listen.
Rooley leads from first. Friesen takes a pitch just inside and the count 2-2. 2-2. 8-0 Hutchinson here, bottom of the third inning. Glazer works from the stretch. Rooley is lead. Held there by Wendland. And that pitch inside. This is a great at-bat by Matt Friesen. Worked the count full at 3-2. I mean, there's five pitches accounted for on the board.
Yeah.
He's fouled at least two or three away since he had two strikes.
Enough time for me to spread some yarn
on a story.
Story.
Exactly. Glazer's curveball, strike three called, and Matt Friesen gets called looking for the second time today. And that time he knew it. First time he wasn't a real big fan of it, but that time, yeah.
That one was in there. I mean, just a perfectly placed off-speed pitch. He was frozen that time.
That will bring Cade Marquardt to the plate. Cade so far today reached on an error in his first at bat. Just a little squibber in the infield that the shortstop couldn't field and make a play on. Pitch to Cade is outside of ball, 1-0. On the mound, right-hander Lane Glazer. Austin Rulli at first base with the one out. Glazer kicks, delivers, and a foul back and out of play. That's into the cemetery, and like Kirby said, that's a dead ball.
Randy's joke.
Yep. One won the count. They kick the pitch. That bounces in the dirt. Nice stop by Arlt behind the home plate. Count, 2 balls and a strike. 2-1. Our sun has gone under some cloud cover here in Meeseville.
Wind is really calmed as well.
And Glazer, who takes a lot of time between pitches, delivers. Rulli goes, and the ball is caught by Arlt, but he just unable to get it out of his glove. So safe at second is Austin Rulli.
Was a Waconia win earlier this morning over in Faribault, Randy, 6-2. Of course, here in Meeseville, we saw Wilmer all over Clinton, 15-1.
Waconia beat Union Hill.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that pitch inside to Cade Marquardt, and that's ball four. So Cade will walk, and all of a sudden the Express have a little threat going here in the third inning, first and second, and shortstop Ben Johnson to the plate. And slowly but surely, our brackets are filling up for next week's games, Kirby.
Got four left.
Yep. On the mound, Glazer, his pitch. And this is squib by Ben over by the first base dugout. 0-1. Kimball in that first base dugout. These are deep step-down dugouts,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, like if you think, if you're familiar with Stearns County Parks, it's New Munich, but then maybe another couple steps.
Yeah, yeah. You're really down in the ground. That's why most players like to stand up on the rail that's on the outside. Pitch a ball to Ben Johnson and the count 1-1. There are some parks you go to, Kirby, and they've just got their little
lip.
Yeah, they're, yep. Yeah. It's Glazer ready. Runners at first and second. Rulli at second. Marquardt, that's Cade at first. The pitch to Ben Johnson on the outside corner of beauty. Ben's going, I can't do anything with that pitch out there. And the count, 1-2.
Just him with the zone all day today, Randy. Not in love with it.
1-2. And the breaking ball from Glazer outside. And the count, 2-2. 2-2. You know, you look off in the distance, Kirby, and all you see is cornfields.
Uh-huh.
Cornfields, cornfields, cornfields. And the city of Meeseville is to our backside here. Pitch coming. Johnson beats it on the ground to third. In on the grass. The only play is for the third baseman to first. 5-3 on the putout by Seski.
Everybody bumps up a bag. I mean, hit in front of the base right there. He couldn't even go to third to get the lead runner, Rulli, so his only play was to first and made a nice play right there. So two on again here for Kimball. They had second and third in the first inning. They've got it again here, and it'll be Matt Dingman. And that's kind of the same scenario, Randy, except this time he gets the full at-bat.
Exactly. Matt Dingman, one of those rarities, Kirby. He throws left, bats right. As Dingman readies himself in the box, trying to put his Express on the scoreboard here in the third inning. Glazer's pitch. Dingman skies this one in the infield. At short, calling for it is Fleck. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Express. They strand a couple more runners. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two left on. We played three here in Meesville. 8-0. Hutchinson leading Kimball. We're back in 1 minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Local farmers are busier than ever this time of year. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, thanks local farmers for their hard work, especially throughout this harvest season. It's our honor to support you with a full selection of insurance coverages for your farming needs. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
1, 2, 3,
Hey, welcome back. Top of the fourth inning here at Meesville. Hutchinson set to come to bat. The middle of their order, Marcus Hahn, Zach Koseski, and Lane Glasser.
That's you.
That's me.
That's me. Hey. Yeah. I asked you yesterday if they had done anything. You're like, well, they announce it during each game, and I've heard it. You said all three games you've announced, you've heard it.
Yeah. You know, it's something, Kirby, us as announcers, we're humbled in a way because we don't normally talk about us. We talk about other people.
Uh-huh.
That's our job. We talk about other people, and then to hear your name like that, it's just an extreme honor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hall of Fame is September 17th?
17th at the River's Edge Convention and Event Center, yeah.
When do tickets go on sale?
I think they are on sale right now.
Well, then I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Get those booked. Congratulations to you once again, Randy.
Thank
That's
you,
what an honor.
Thank
deserving.
You.
Only 30 years of state tournament broadcasts and 30 years of put shows.
Yeah. You know, you start talking about when you were here at Meesville last and – it's just like, wow.
Where did those 21 years go?
Where'd time go? You bet. Marcus Hahn in the box, and he takes Matt Dingman's first pitch. That's a ball, 1-0 the count. Top of the fourth inning. As Dingman kicks, delivers, and Hahn rips this one foul down the third baseline. And the count at 1-1. Matt Dingman came in last inning in relief of starter Ben Johnson.
Other than the pitch off the head of Tyler Schiller, he's been he was good last inning.
He was throwing that off speed, getting the hitters to hit off that front foot. And here, Hahn drives it to right center field. I don't know if anybody's going to get to it. A dive by Brian Marquardt. He can't make the catch, and Brooks Marquardt hits the cutoff and back into the infield, and that's a long double, and I mean a long double for Marcus Hahn. That ball.
That's a lot of gap out there.
It is a lot of gap. If we're reading that board or the fence right, Kirby, I think it's 384 to left center field. And is it 380 something to right center field?
Yeah. So that was about five billboards away from that. Looking 360s, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, that'll bring Zach Koseski to the plate. Zach so far today, 2-for-2, a double in his last at-bat. Grounds to Scott Marquardt at third. Scott looks the runner back at second, throws across the diamond, and 5-3 on the putout of Koseski. That's what you like if you're Matt Dingman. You want guys chasing that first pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. Beat that into the ground to your infield. Try to get ahead.
Bring Lane Glazer to the plate. Lane so far today, 1-for-2. That sun has disappeared on us again. Actually, when the sun goes under, it feels very nice. Yet.
Pretty comfortable.
Pretty comfortable. Yes. Glazer tries to show bunt. And I don't know why he would do that, up 8-0.
With one out.
With one out, exactly. And the count at 1-0. Cade Marquardt throwing down some signs. Hahn takes his lead at second, and here's a squibber. That's going to go off of Glasser's foot. And the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count.
See that practice swing?
I did.
Reminded me of your practice swings back in the day. I think I only remember you hitting twice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You do remember.
I remember you hitting, yeah, because you used to do that thing with your back, like you try to get your back loose.
Uh-huh.
And I remember you swinging really, really hard.
Yeah.
The results I don't remember, so they weren't memorable.
Oh, my.
Clearly.
Here are you and Joe Gillen.
No, I'm just saying, I don't remember what happened. You could have hit it. I feel like I would have remembered 450 or something. But.
Sure. Here's a chopper off the plate. It's past Dingman, Johnson Fields. Hmm. They don't have a play. This is an infield single for Lane Glaser.
Dingman didn't get it. Marquardt covered the bag. Johnson from back at shortstop to come over and get that one. That's not his ball at all, Randy. So just a, kind of a perfectly placed little chopper right there for an infield single.
I'll bring catcher Cody Arrow to the plate. Cody 1-for-1 today. The Huskies of Hutchinson have 9 hits now off of 2 Kimball pitchers.
Threatening again.
Matt Dingman working from the stretch here in the fourth. Earl takes inside for ball 1-0. And again, that small strike zone today by the home plate umpire has made the pitchers work a little bit, made these counts a little bit longer. Dingman stares back to second and delivers. And Arlt follows this one back to play.
Well, having to be that precise, Randy, you give the hitters that big advantage there because everything's basically got to be pretty much center cut or on the plate to get the strike call. Zone's not all that tall either. Again, definitely advantage for the sticks.
For the sticks, forces the pitchers to throw more pitches. Batters just make the counts longer. And the off-speed from Matt Dingman is high and away in the count. Now at 2 balls and a strike to Arlt. Cody Arlt, A-R-L-T, his name is spelled. Dingman ready. And the big breaking ball outside. And the count at 3-1.
To think that he had just a breeze of a third inning with the top of the order up here and then getting touched up a little bit and laboring a little bit in the fourth.
Been a double and an infield single so far in the inning. Did get a ground ball out, but now trailing Arlt here in the count, 3-1. Dingman's curveball. The umpire says high in the zone and ball 4.
That is some tough sledding on the mound right now, Runs, with these bats, the capability of these guys.
Coming to the plate for the Hutchinson Huskies, second baseman, number 5, Adam Katzmeier. Katzmeier is 0-for-2 today, reached on an error in his first at-bat. Now batting here in the fourth inning for the third time. He's the number 9 hitter, and he's batted 3 times already.
Dingman needs a roll ball here, Runs.
Just 1 out. Base is loaded. Pitch a strike called in 0-1. Leadoff hitter, Mike Kowski on deck. Katzmeier back in the box. Dingman ready. And his pitch. Here's a ground ball to Scott at third. He'll go home for 1. Cade goes to first for 2. You got it, Kirby. Good call.
That was well executed by the Marquardt family.
Traditional double play as it goes 5-2-3. Double play here. And the fourth inning, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on. We have played 3.5, 8-0. Hutchinson leading the Kimball Express. We're back in a minute.
Imagine a world where going to the bank is more than just a chore. With Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's a place you can see people who have become like friends. It's where lending dreams come true, saving is their superpower, and full-service banking for individuals, farmers, and businesses available to all. What more could you ask for? Find banking for believers at Farmers and Merchants State Bank, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpeers.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start building your career today at Columbia Gear and Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability, Columbia Gear is looking to add you to their successful team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. Columbia Gear has more than 70 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies. Benefits include great pay, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
Scott Marquardt, Zach Dingman, and Brian Marquardt, scheduled hitters here in the fourth inning for Kimball, facing a right-hander, Lane Glaser.
Well, that was the pitch Dingman needed, Randy, keep it. Eight is enough, I'd say. You start getting into that double digits and stuff like that, that's where it gets a little tougher and tougher. So big pitch right there, and getting the Marquardt family to turn that double play.
You got it. Scott Marquardt, 0 for 1 today. In a line drive to the left fielder, his only at bat. Richmond Hinckley, that game will come up next here on KASM Radio. Pitch two, Scott, is a strike called, and 0-1.
State Tournament MVP 2017, Scott Marquardt. Coolest call you ever had, for my money.
Absolutely. Pitch low for a ball, and 1-1. 1-1, got to call a perfect, scenario. Kimball and Lake Henry, state championship. Pitch from Glaser a little bit low, and the count, two balls and a strike.
And for it to end in a walk-off home run.
In extra innings. Can't script it any better, nope. Here's Scott. He'll follow this one off at the plate. That goes off the catcher. And the count at 2-2.
Does it feel like that was 5 years ago?
No. No, it just doesn't. It's like,
Think back to the Miller and Wirtz home runs. Beyer had a big one.
Yeah.
Like the eighth inning to get Kimball back into it.
I just think of all the players that have retired since then and all the young kids that are coming up, and they were just small little tykes back then. It's a foul out of play by Scott Marquardt. The count 2-2, and then you got guys like Scott Marquardt and Brian and Brooks that are still playing. Adam Beyer, yeah, Ben Johnson. I mean, just a really cool story, though. Ready on the mound, Glaser, and the pitch fouled again by Scott. The count at two balls, two strikes. 2-2. 8-0 Hutchinson over Kimball here in the fourth inning. Couple shakes off, or shakeoffs here by Glaser, and the pitch, a swing and a miss. Scott goes down on strikes.
I got strikeout 5 right there for Glaser, and Lane's got a little zip on that heater when he reaches back.
When he needs it, he'll go find it.
Yeah, batting number 34, first baseman.
Zach Dingman at the plate. Our public address guy is a little behind.
Correction, Matt Dingman. Zach Dingman.
There it is.
Yeah.
Saw that in the first game too. This guy was getting some grief from the Clinton faithful.
Okay. And again, that comes from, the player needs to report to the umpire, and the umpire needs to report up to the press box that there's a change. Zach Dingman at the plate takes two consecutive fastballs, strikes from Glaser. And Dingman now fouls this off over by the third base dugout. And the count at 0-2 yet.
But Zach pinch ran in the second inning for Beyer and stayed in the game since then. So
no balls, two strikes. Yeah, Fouled to the backstop by Zach.
8-0. Two in the first, six in the second for Hutchinson.
Dingman has seen four pitches here, and the kick, the pitch. That's upstairs, and the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2. The Richmond fans starting to roll in for our next game.
They're early both on the clock and on the scoreboard.
There's a breaking ball that's outside, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch. Dingman drills this up the middle, of base hit. Got a bat by Zach Dingman, down 0-2 right away. Fouled a bunch of pitches off and got himself a single.
Nice piece of hit and runs as he just, like you had said, battled in there. Had those pitches kept coming and coming and following him away, giving the kids some souvenirs, and then ends up punching one up the gut.
So, up to the plate, Brian Marquardt. Ryan so far today, pop up to first base. The runner at first and one out. Glazer's pitch, and Brian swings and misses strike one. One the count. This Lane Glazer works so slow.
Deliberate.
Oh, my.
I was trying to be nice with the deliberate. Slow is what you said. It's the pace of this game. I mean, you get that long inning, and Johnson was frustrated, of course, with the strike zone, with the plate umpire, Randy, and this guy who does not – he's not getting his steps in by any means. He just likes waiting up there, you know, long looks in for the sign.
I mean, it's 1-1 now. I just look at, like, a Scott Leeser from St. Martin. I mean,
Peyton Van Beck.
Yeah, they'd have two pitches done already. And the curveball, a strike called, 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Somewhere Al Almdahl is not happy with the speed.
No. 1-2 the count, one on. Zach Dingman takes his lead over at first. Here's the pitch. It's low and away. Bounces away from Arlt just a bit, but nothing going there by Zach Dingman, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Back into the box, Brian Marquardt. Brooks Marquardt on deck. And the pitch high for a ball, and now we're at 3-2.
There was that zip again, Randy, reaching back on that two-strike pitch. Coming with the hard one.
Three balls, two strikes. Dingman the lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 8-0 Hutch. And inside, ball four.
Express have had their chances. They got a goose egg on the board, Randy, through three and a third, but they've had opportunities, second and third in the first, second and third in the third. They got first and second with one out here in the fourth inning. Still zero on the scoreboard, but they've had opportunity.
You bet. They've left five men on base so far through the first three innings. Couple more base runners here in the fourth. Here's Brooks Marquardt, the number nine hitter, and the first pitch to Brooks. Bounces up to the plate. Count 1-0. Have not seen any activity in the Hutchinson bullpen. It's Glazer ready on the mound. And his pitch. Brooks takes low for a ball, and 2-0.
Well, accuracy issues right now. Walk, that was the second walk in as many innings, and two total on the afternoon for Lane Glazer.
2-0 the count. Dingman leads from second over at first, Marquardt, and the pitch. Brooks fouls this off over by the third base dugout, and the count 2-1. Brooks had a good pitch to hit. Two balls and a strike. Back into the box, it's Brooks Marquardt. And he skies this one to shallow left field, back on the grass. It's the shortstop, Fleck, and he'll make the catch for out number two.
It's a healthy hack by Marquardt as more of a top-of-the-order guy in his youth. But still, Randy, to have the chance right there, I think he's probably pretty frustrated an opportunity maybe wasted on a pretty meaty pitch.
I agree. Up to the plate, leadoff hitter Austin Rulli, and Austin's had his way at the plate today. Two for two. Looking for maybe his biggest swing of the day. Pitch to Rulli is outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ready on the mound again, Glaser. And his pitch. Rulli lays off the high fastball and 2-0.
Well, I now know what a Hinkley night looks like, Randy. Yellow, green, white. Never knew what their jerseys or, you know, what their colors were or anything like that. Same could be said about the Wilmer Rails, I guess. I was unaware to see a green and orange.
Yeah, dark green. Here's a Rulli, a fly ball down the first base line in foul ground. Wendland makes the catch for the out, and that will do it again for the Express as their frustrations continue. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played four here in Meesville. 8-0, Hutchinson with the lead over Kimball. We're back in a minute.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoon at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Congratulations and make some noise down at the state tournament to all of our local area teams. Come back and tell Dusty and Corky all about it at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.